Craig Morgan on Sunny Country 102.5 with Redneck Yacht Club. Jay and Nikki here about 725, 55 out there. We're looking at sunshine today, 60s at the beaches, 70s and 80s inland. It's summertime.
Yeah, the fog will clear out and it'll get beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But with summertime comes vacation for the kids. They're out of school. They're pestering you. They're hanging around the house. Mom, you said we were going to go to the beach.
I'm bored.
But there's a marine layer there, Joseph. We're not going until the marine layer burns off. But I want to do something. Okay, that's not what all kids sound like. And I'm hoping that's not what my kids
all
sound
kids
like.
All kids say, I'm bored.
They do. Jennifer Best is here. She's the author of a great new book, which is Best Family Adventures, San Luis Obispo County. How'd you come up with that title?
Little pun on
the last name there. Like it.
That's pretty good. Nicely. You got that. Not everybody's gotten that.
Either that, or really? She had to change her last name to match the book. I don't know.
Oh, I got that instantly. I get the simple things. It's the hard things that elude me. But no, that was obvious to me. A great cover too. Are those your children?
These are my kids. Yes, Erica and Valerie. I call them my research assistants.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good. Now you can write off their outfits and everything.
That's true.
Hadn't thought of that, had you?
They got the receipts for those.
Anyway, this is a Best Family Adventure, San Luis Obispo County. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking for fun things to do for the summertime, this is the way to go. And I've just leafed through it here for the past 3 minutes or so. But
there's a ton of stuff in here.
I didn't realize there was that much stuff in our area to do.
You know, I didn't either. I was born in San Luis Obispo, and even doing this, I kept finding more stuff.
Mm.
It was amazing.
Wow. So this probably was born out of necessity for you as a new mom. When did you start on this, baby?
I started on that probably when I was born.
Really?
San Luis Exploring, but I've been a writer for 20 years, and I was a local newspaper reporter. I tried to quit. My editor kept calling me back to do things, and he started paying me to do outdoor stories. So then I owned 100 outdoor stories and had people telling me they were clipping them out and making binders out of them. So when their kids said, Mom, there's nothing to do,
right. They
could pull it out and find something to do. So it just kind of developed into this thing.
Well, like
I
said,
a lot of this stuff is free too.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding,
free,
ding, ding, ding. Those are words parents love to hear.
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you, I said it off there a few minutes ago. My boy's only 1 year old next week, but I'm going to hold on to this and I'll pay you for it.
Okay.
But I'm going to hold on to this forever because I guarantee you, I'm sure there'll be the 5th and 6th edition and 10th edition by the time he's old enough to appreciate this stuff. But I'll tell you what, if you're a parent and you don't own this for the summertime, you're in deep trouble.
Well, and you know, I started researching this. The real research for this started when this big girl on the front, who's now 6, was 4 months old.
Wow.
That's when my editor called me back. So a lot of the things we did as, you know, a baby, the coves, the parks, the beaches, the hikes, most of the outdoor stuff we did when they were really small. And then we started getting indoors to the libraries, the museums, the climbing gym.
Wow.
As I got bigger, and you know, now they're up to water slide age. They've got to include those.
Right.
And although my kids are small, you know, it's perfect for, say, Nikki's child, who I challenge any parent.
He's a daredevil.
To get this,
kid.
And when your kid says there's something,
oh my
you
goodness,
just throw
yeah.
it at him and say, you find something.
I don't
here's
care how old a boy is. You give him a stick and some dirt, they're good.
Yeah.
Not only that, but I like to point out that let's say you're it's not just for kids. You're into nature hikes, or maybe you're a budding amateur photographer and you want to photograph the Central Coast. Like Nikki's son he's got a fancy new digital camera and he's into the photography thing now. You pick this thing up and basically Jennifer's done the legwork for you. You know where to go and shoot the cool pictures.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, another thing that's in here are clubs and associations. If your kid is into, we found an embroidery club in Grover Beach. So if your kid wants to do something and you're not into it, you don't understand it, there you can probably find some people in here who know how to do that thing who, you know, your kid can get involved with. There are car clubs, too, because I figured, you know, a parent-child thing would be neat. So.
Sure. Well, you'll have to put our barbecue challenge in there in the next edition. That's a great thing
come
to do
out
on
and
the
barbecue
summer.
With your family. That's not a bad idea, really.
You know, the thing came out 2 days ago, and already I've got ideas for the next edition. You know, so.
Really? This has only been out 2 days?
I got it Wednesday, which was my birthday.
These are fresh.
Brand new.
You want to sniff it?
No, I want mine autographed, though. Because you never know.
Okay.
She's probably going to be on the Today Show with Katie. Oh, wait, Katie's not on the Today Show anymore.
Oh, you're right. Who is it now?
I don't know,
because we're here.
I think it's a wonderful thing, though, Jen. I think it's not only a wonderful thing, it's a necessary thing. Particularly at summertime, the kids are getting on vacation, go out and get it. Where is it available everywhere?
It's not yet. I'm going to run around today and deliver them to stores. It is available at the Novel Experience in San Luis Obispo, Mountain Air in San Luis. It's available there because they've been calling me and saying, when is it coming?
Right.
People are asking for it.
Well, that's good. That's a pretty good indicator that it's a hot book.
And Ira's Bike Shop in Rio Grande has them. They can also order them on the web on a website, which is pretty easy to remember, bestfamilyadventures.com.
Bestfamilyadventures.com. I could even remember that. Nikki will tell you later. I don't retain much.
He does not retain information well.
But I could do that, bestfamilyadventures.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks for writing it. Thanks for putting them all together.
Thank you for having me, and enjoy it with your children.
Hey, keep us posted on how it's going, and we want you back when the next edition comes out, because if you're already working on the next edition, we'll probably get it in a year or so. Who knows? And you know what? If we come across anything we think you'd like to know about,
we'll email.
We'll let you know.
There's a card in the back. You can rip it out. I was going to put some smart aleck remark, but I decided that might offend some people. So it merely says, hey, what about my favorite place?
Right. Okay.
And you tear it out, put a stamp on it, write your smart aleck remarks, and send them in.
We're just curious. What was your smart aleck remark? I'll turn the mic off. Hang on. She won't say it. She's not going to say
smart.
It. We'll have to wait till off the air. Jennifer Best, thank you for bringing it in, and thanks for writing it and putting it all together. And I know it's a... been a long time coming for you if you've been gathering these that long.
Yeah, I'm amazed. My mom cried so
when she saw the cover.
You wrote a book. I can handle your birthday, but you have a book.
You're like, Mom, I've been published for years in the paper and everything, and now all of a sudden you put two covers on it. There's something about that.
There's something weird about being in a book. Nobody's ever asked me to sign a newspaper.
Well, and her granddaughters are on the front. Come on.
Well, I had to do that.
It's beautiful.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in, and we'll look forward to reading it. I know I will. George Strait is on the way for you. Also, Restless Heart and something for you, 925-5764.
925-KSNI.
And if you need information about Jennifer's book, let us know about it, and we'll tell you how to get it, all right? Yeah, righty then. Chief Dan McConney is here from your Santa Maria Police Department. We'll be chatting with him in mere moments on Sunday Country 102.5.
This Friday and Saturday is Mervyn's Super Weekend Sale. This Father's Day, show the dads in your life how super...